Hi everyone, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Nick.
And you're listening to It Takes Two, the podcast where two people take two movies with the same plot or premise and watch and discuss them.
You got it right this time.
I did.
Call back to something that's been deleted. in this episode, we had to move some stuff around and I was able to finally pick what I wanted. So, two cult classics, one mainly cult classic, which is 1976's Logan's Run, and the only Michael Bay movie I like, 2005's The Island.
Woo! Yeah. So these are movies that are relatively similar.
Relatively.
Well, one of them was sued by a different production for copying their plot exactly, so it's more similar to that movie, I think. So maybe we'll revisit. Yes, these are both about a dude.
Some guy.
Living in like an enclosed futuristic society where people's lives are very controlled and everyone is kind of just looking forward to a particular thing that they know is inevitably going to happen to them that they think is a positive thing, and I mean, realistically, is very... No, they're just being killed.
Yeah.
And then he witnesses some stuff or is told some stuff that, makes him question his reality, and then he ends up somehow on the outside realizing that what he's been told his whole life is a lie.
Yep, that's the plot of both movies.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us. you can find our Discord and the show notes. You haven't seen either of these movies?
No.
Did you enjoy either of these movies?
Yeah, they're all right. I mean, I feel like... my big question about Logan's Run is why... Why? Because in...
My big question about Logan's Run is why.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Because here's the thing. All right, for people who haven't seen these movies, there will be spoilers. There's going to be many spoilers. When I'm going to spoil about things will be spoiled. But, like, pretty much simultaneously when you find out that they're being killed in the island, you find out why. You find out, spoiler, that they are clones, and they've been cloned by... They're clones of rich people who have them as an insurance policy, so if they have organ failure or something goes wrong, or if they need, a surrogate to carry their baby, or whatever the case may be, they have this extra body that has all their DNA and everything's a match that they can harvest. Right?
Yeah.
In Logan's Run, it's just people, and they just kill them all when they turn 30, and that's the end of it, and there's never an explanation.
So, in my opinion...
In your opinion?
It's... The Logan's Run, the whole premise of the society they live in, because, as it says in the beginning of the movie,
mm-hmm.
there was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Humanity was wiped out.
Yeah.
And they basically just live this life in luxury as, like, some sort of, like, vault... fallout sheltery thing.
Yeah.
That basically, in my is very similar to like Wall-E, this whole concept of mm-hmm. like, if your just life is completely filled with pointless stuff, you just like turn into blob creatures. But because it's the 70s, everybody just does drugs and has sex all the time.
Yeah.
So
I think you mean the 23rd century.
Yeah, then the 23rd century of the 70s. Everyone just does drugs and has sex all the time. And they have a society where basically you turn 30 and you try for renewal, which is reincarnation. And basically every person they kill off, another person is born. So the population stays the same because it'd be like a finite loop within the production of the and the facilities within the like established safety of their, like, vaulty thing.
And in the original book, they're 21 when they're killed. So no, yeah. And the only reason they changed it was because they thought it would be very difficult to have a cast full of people who are supposed to be under 21.
Yeah.
I mean, even some of their leads who are supposed to be under 30 are well in their 30s in what we actually have. They weren't going to be able to cast a whole a whole movie with only people under 21.
Yeah, it would have been difficult in the 70s. Like, I think The 100 did pretty well by getting decent actors. You never watched that show?
I don't know what that is.
It's a teenage sci-fi, like, drama about a bunch of children that are sent back to Earth to test out if Earth is survivable again.
Right.
Yeah, that they had some decent act. One of them leads is a felon now. But anyway, that was my understanding of why the society was set up with this whole, like, you know, everybody wants to go to the island, which is like this programming into you. But in Logan's Run, it is basically like you have your childhood to be an absolute terror, and if you are that, they just stick you in like a zone where it's basically the Lost Boys from Neverland. Yeah, where they just like run around being nuts and cutting people, and you like grow up out of that stage, and then you're just allowed to like run around and watch people float into a laser. There's a lot of laser floating.
There's a lot of lasers in general.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, one thing that does make more sense in that movie than in The Island is the, like, birth cycle. I mean, in terms of, like, how it appears to the people.
Oh, they just, like, find survivors and put them through decontamination. It makes no sense. Morons.
Yeah, so in Logan's Run, they use the actual, I think Logan's Run is all just being run by a computer, right? It's just,
because there's, like, four cores, I assume it's, like, four AI systems that are, like, jacked into one, and it looks like the entire thing is run by machines, which is why it's very Wall-E.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, I guess someone set this up as a future, you know, as a sustainable future, but then there's no humans around to actually run it or figure out what's going on, so it's just this robot killing people on a loop.
Yeah.
But, like, the babies are, like, they're getting DNA from a male and a female, and they make a baby, and then they know that that's their baby.
Yeah.
But they don't get to raise it. It gets raised by robots or whatever. I don't know what way it works. There's a nursery or something.
Yeah, and then if you're bad, you go to the you go to wild the bad bunch. Place. Yeah.
Whereas in The Island, They're all led, like, implanted with false memories to believe that the Earth has become contaminated and people can't go outside, and that's why they're in this dome land, and there's one place free of contamination, is the island, and that's why, you know, you want to win the lottery, go to the island. But they grow fully grown people because they're growing clones at the age of the person who's buying the insurance policy.
Yeah.
Which means that to the people in the dome place on the island, they're just bringing out these new adults, and they're like, wow, they just keep finding new survivors out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, but surely that messes with their whole worldview, because if they're being told you can't survive out there, then how 7 years later are they still finding perfectly healthy survivors? You know, it doesn't, you know, I would have thought people would question things sooner.
Yeah, but I think there's all part of this system of not questioning things, not having memories from your host, which is where, what is his name? I was going to call him Logan. Lincoln? Lincoln and Logan. Ewan McGregor has memories from himself. They're educated to the point of, it was like a 7-year-old.
A 15-year-old. They're not taught about sex. They're not given any sex drive.
Yeah. Which doesn't make any sense because it's otherwise, but anyway. It's a very interesting way to do it because they later on in the movie, it's explained that they tried growing, like, what they sell to the investors, the people who are buying these copies, the aggregates, what do they call them? Alginates. That they're just a mindless ball of, like, organs kept alive on, like, life support. They don't have a brain, so, you know, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, when they tried that, it didn't work. So basically, Sean Bean is basically breaking a bunch of international rules and growing four clones, and that's why they're all underground. And then that's why they can't have anybody get out, because then it all becomes a big, like, well, they're all going to go to super prison.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a very...
Somebody's going to go to prison.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't.
Sorry, I was...
Spoiler alert.
I was quoting National Treasure.
Oh, okay.
Where it is Sean Bean who does go to prison, yeah, after that line is said.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to go to prison, Ben.
This is on your checkbook marks of Sean Bean does die in the movie.
Wow, spoiler.
Yeah. I think I thoroughly enjoy The Island. It's a very fun movie. Though I will say one thing, and this is for all Michael Bay. His B-roll is so jarring. Mm. Have you noticed that?
I thought you were going to talk about the sexism.
Oh, the sexism is ongoing.
Yeah. And also on the Michael Bay weird B-roll shit, the whole chase scene, there's a whole chase scene, and I got annoyed at it while we were watching it, and then I found out...
Which chase scene? Because it's Michael Bay, there's like multiple chase scenes.
Yeah, there's so many chase scenes. But there's a whole like car chase scene where Ewan McGregor's Scarlett Johansson are on the back of a truck carrying train wheels, even though we have just seen that in this universe... The trains are like...
Maglevs.
Maglevs. So they do not have wheels.
Yeah,
Train wheels do not exist in this world. They literally do not exist. There are no train wheels. Trains don't have wheels. And yet there's a big chase scene on the back of a truck with train wheels. And they throw train wheels at people. And turns out it's just that Michael Bay was driving on the highway one day and he was behind a truck that was carrying train wheels and went, "That looks dangerous." And decided to put it in the movie. Like, I guess not even having any consideration for the fact that it makes no sense in the context of the film that he's made.
That's fair.
You tried to like, find a logic for it.
There yeah, I was no just logic. Like, they're clearly going to get recycled.
No, it was literally just that he's an idiot.
Yeah, but he is an idiot because he told Ben Affleck to shut the fuck up when he asked him about why they couldn't just teach astronauts how to drill.
Yeah. I mean, he literally paid to have all of Ben Affleck's teeth replaced.
Yeah.
We've been over this.
His interview, the casting call for Megan Fox, going back to your sexism thing, was bringing her over to his house while he watched her wash his car.
That's disgusting.
Like, people talk about, like, oh, since Me Too, it's all better. It's like, no, people are still fucking creeps. They're just not going to, like, assault people. They're just going to be just creeps in general. I think you get to a point in power where people just don't say no to you anymore, and you're like, I'm king of the planet, I can do whatever I want.
Michael Bay is real gross.
Yeah, he makes movies for 13-year-old boys. That's his whole gag.
Maybe he wasn't educated past the age of 15. Maybe that's what we're learning here.
Scarlett Johansson wanted to go topless for The Island, and he said no, because it would have changed the rating, mm-hmm. and then 13-year-old boys wouldn't have been able to watch it. It's a fun fact for you.
Yeah.
Which one did you enjoy more out of The Island and Logan's Run? She's thinking.
I think probably The Island. I mean, they both had a lot of stuff that didn't make any sense, but I feel like there was some attempt... to write a plot in The Island.
What do you mean, some attempt to write a plot?
What the hell was happening in Logan's Run?
Well, it was really simple. The facility was clearly built on some sort of...
Why?
Fish processing plant. Okay,
let me ask you. You're the Logan's Run expert. You love Logan's Run.
I'm not the expert, but
you're
yeah.
a Logan's Run expert. You've seen it many times.
I have.
You love this movie. You own it on DVD.
I enjoy this movie. I own it on DVD.
Let's do some rapid fire question round. Okay. Why did the computer choose Logan to go outside and find the sanctuary?
Because he brought an Ankh back, which is a symbol of sanctuary.
Okay.
And it's outside of his education.
How did the robot age him by 4 years?
Lasers.
Okay. Why would the robot not answer any of his questions?
Probably because it didn't know the answers, and therefore it couldn't ever tell him that it didn't know the answers, because it's supposed to be infallible.
Why couldn't the robot just let him out instead of making him think he was going to die and forcing him to go on the run?
The same reason they do it to Snake Plissken in the Escape movies, to give him, like, some motivation. Because they put virus and tiny bombs in it, remember?
Why was that old man the only person alive outside?
Because everybody else had grown old and died from old age, and he was just eating walnuts and surrounded by cats, the way I want to go.
Why did he keep quoting T.S. Eliot?
Because probably the only friends he's ever had were people in box. Because from the understanding of it, his parents probably died when he was like 20 or something. So he's been alive for like 40 years alone.
Why was there a robot freezing people?
Because I was going to explain that I'm pretty sure that the facility that they all lived in was built on top of a like seafood processing plant, and the only thing that was survived from that was one of the automatons that called Box, who was obsessed with ice sculptures and freezing people while they were naked.
Why was it Wilson Fisk?
Because they needed a voice actor who was recognizable.
What? Well, he wasn't Wilson Fisk when they cast him in that, because he did that like 20 years later.
No, I'm saying that's why they cast Wilson Fisk as the guy who played Box. Because Box is such a, like...
No, I'm saying that... Oh, right. So you're saying they wanted Box. They wanted Wilson Fisk to sound like Box.
When they were making Spider-Man, they were like, you know who should we get to play Wilson Fisk? The guy who played Box.
How did they all just, like, get out the roof?
Explosions and lasers. Well, clearly anti-gravity technology exists. That it is weird that there was no escape plan later on for the facility. Like, the facility was just, like, a closed loop, and no one was ever going to leave. To the point where... It's very strange that the machine was just like, oh, okay, cool, just let people run away. Like, it was so... The AI that's running the place is so fixated on the number. And I think that's where a lot of the problems came from. Because it explains to Logan when it ages him, gives him the unk, and tells him to go find Sanctuary, that 1,056 people have gone, have run away, like, escaped. So I'm assuming because it can't, like, just, like, beam them and then grow a new one. And the whole fact that, like, reincarnation was all made up as a form of another form of control.
Yeah.
Like, people's lust for the island. I think that's the reason why, because it was just an AI system that was in a closed loop. Like, that's why people have been, like, trying to tell us that AI is evil, and now everyone wants to put it on their phone. It just doesn't make changes to its understanding in a way where it doesn't understand the consequences. It's, like, so laser-focused. Like, all the androids are trying to kill Ripley.
How come Logan said didn't know that there was anything outside of the dome, and yet he then later said that he believed the dome was powered by the ocean?
Well, I think that's just poor script writing.
How come they escaped through, like, this ice tunnel and went through the wilderness and arrived in Washington, D.C., but then when they went back, they knew exactly how to get in from some pool on the top of the dome that they didn't know was there before, even though they knew exactly where it was somehow?
Because I'm assuming there was a time skip.
Why'd they leave the old man on the roof?
So all the people who had never seen an old people can come out and touch him.
Why was their only plan to go in and scream at people when they knew that people wouldn't believe them?
Well, that's the plan for lots of politicians and they get elected.
How did he break the computer with his mind?
Because, like I said, it was, like, stuck in a loop where it was so focused on just getting the number down to zero.
How did the crystal get in their hands?
Probably surgically implanted when they're babies.
But then why is it bigger than a baby's hand when they're adults?
Maybe it's an organic crystal that grows with you.
Why did it not turn back to the colors it used to be when they went back inside the dome?
Maybe the water outside broke it.
Well, then why would it not
be... Or maybe it was like a... Maybe the system... When you get outside, like, it only has sensors with inside the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go out, it just, like, resets it. Like, if you took, like, a cell phone outside of where there's signal, the phone just disappears.
Why did Francis not change his mind when he got out and discovered that there were old people too?
Because he was horny for murder. Because I think Logan, he feels that Logan betrayed him. There was a whole thing. Logan betrayed him, and...
But the robot told Logan to do that.
Yeah, but is there any point in that time where he's like, hey, I'm on a mission, can you, like, help me instead of trying to kill me, bro? No.
If the computers, like, the AI have been analyzing people for all this time, for, like, multiple centuries or whatever, how did it not know that, like, making Logan feel like he was gonna die was gonna make him actually want to escape instead of doing what it said?
Well, he did do his job in the end. Because, like, when they get to the sanctuary door, like, the door through the sex place where everyone does drugs at the beginning because it's just misted out of the roof, and before they all get taken away to the orgy pits, and they sneak through the back door that's built into the wall, and then they go downstairs, and then he's told to, like, clasp his hands on his head. He does, like, activate his tracking device on his, like, radio multi-purpose communicator thing. So he's still doing his job at that point.
But then why can't he tell the other guys so that they don't try to kill him?
Well, because that would ruin his budding relationship with the girl who's way too young for him.
No, but why did the computer not want to tell, even though...
Because then it wouldn't be realistic.
That's stupid.
Because then other people, the computer doesn't know who's part of this, like, whole conspiracy. Because there's multiple people over multiple generations. It's not like, it's like it's an underground rail, like, network thing that's going on.
Who'd the doctor get a phone call from?
The people from the sanctuary group. Unx Alliance.
Why did he start helping him and then start shooting him with lasers all of a sudden?
Because he got a phone call in between, you just explained it. He was like, I'm going to help you change your face so you can help escape.
Why did the doctor fist fight him in the room with all the lasers, even though the doctor knew the lasers were going to kill one of them?
Because lasers are cool and they wanted to have someone sliced up with lasers.
Why did Holly forget everything and then have to be reminded bit by bit to be like, oh yeah, that did happen, probably, when it was 10 seconds later?
Probably because she was on... She would have also had to gone through the sex dungeon place with all the drugs.
Okay, so there's Logan's run for you.
You want to do this on the island as well?
I don't have as many questions about the island.
Yeah, but you have some.
Why was Ewan McGregor's accent so bad?
Just because it was. Because he had to, like, ham up his Scottish accent when he was playing his Tom...
You've hit another point there.
Why?
A, how did Lincoln mimic the Scottish accent so perfectly when he never heard a Scottish accent before? And B, where did he learn the word shite?
Yahoo Answers.
I don't think he was looking on Yahoo Answers.
Okay.
Also, I think, didn't they go to the MSN homepage? So it probably would have been Bing.
Oh, yeah. From Bing, then.
He was searching Bing for Scottish slang terms to use. I don't know. How did they survive falling off a skyscraper?
Michael Bay bullshit. It's that scene, I will admit. The amount of times they take, like, continuous gunfire, no one gets hit. The whole fact that the giant R falls off the building, and clearly you see on screen, whoever would have been inside the hole of the R would have been completely and utterly fucked up. Because it's clearly on, there's, like, metal pipes and shit going through the center of it. But they just, like, fall into some built construction netting.
Yeah.
And then a black guy is just like, Jesus loves you. Jesus definitely loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they survive it.
Probably
because the cool thing that they planned to do was just, like, too radical. And they were like, oh shit. Because that's the thing about stunts, when you, like, do stuff like that, live-action stunts, it's like, you never know what's actually going to happen.
The guy, the hitman guy, the guy, he's not supposed to be
the guy who has the, like, the best character arc.
Yeah, absolutely.
Movie. Yeah.
The guy who Sean Bean pays to track them down.
Yeah.
Right? He corners Lincoln and famous designer Tom Lincoln.
Yeah.
Is that his name, Tom Lincoln?
Yeah.
And he can't tell which one is which, but he knows that one of them is an important asset for his boss, and the other one is a client who paid $5 million to his boss. Why does he shoot one of them and kill him without knowing which one is which? Actually, why would he shoot either of them anyway?
Yeah, it is that moment, I will admit, is dumb writing. The reality is they should have both been arrested at gunpoint and then interrogated to find out which one was which.
Yeah.
Or that would have made way more sense.
Taser them or stun them or do something and then, like, bring them both back to the facility.
But it's like, it's... Because what I remembered before rewatching it for this was, like, during the fist fight before he rocks up is when he, like, clips the, like, wristband onto him.
Right, yeah, no,
he literally does it, like, clearly right in front of him. He's just like, oh, that guy's getting a wristband on.
And on the wrong arm.
Yeah, this guy's got a wristband on. Better shoot him in the chest.
Yeah.
But he does help them in the end because he realizes that they're all branded like cattle, and then he talks about being in Africa and how it was, you know, being treated less than human, so he's got a brand on his hand, and that's when he's just like, you know, to old Sean Bean, you know, how's it like playing God, etc., etc., and then realizes that he's a piece of shit and he's on the wrong side, and ends up helping Scarlett Jo from her friends, the same series, because they've all got like memories from their original hosts,
mm-hmm.
into a giant oven.
Yep.
Which is very fascist-esque.
Yep. Here's a question. Here's a big question for the island. Why is the movie made in 2005 way less progressive than the movie made in the 1970s?
I think I already explained. We both explained it earlier.
What, the Michael Bay sexist?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about...
consent.
Queerness.
Again, it's a Michael Bay movie aimed at 13-year-old boys.
Well, it's... I mean, that's gross. Like, are you saying that we should be teaching 13-year-old boys that being gay is a joke?
No, I'm just saying that that's the mindset of the people who aim movies exclusively at that, like,
I think that's terrible. I think we should be making movies for that demographic that are...
more inclusive.
Yeah.
And open. Yeah, that makes
and a positive.
Hell, yeah, that makes a hell of a lot more sense.
Because Logan's run, like, when he goes to look for, like, some... Because it's basically like Tinder, except they, like, they teleport them to you.
Yeah, that teleportation is also a technology that's just glossed over.
yeah, so they've got teleportation Tinder, and he gets, like, a dude first, right? And then he's like, oh, no thanks, and then goes on. And then when he meets her and she's not interested, he's like, oh, do you prefer women? And she's like, no. And he's like, oh, okay. But, like, it's totally accepted.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
Normal. Even though, like, at the time, I think
there was an entire building that pre-drugs you with horny drugs.
Fine. What I'm saying is that it was 3 years... When the movie was released, it was 3 years after homosexuality was taken out of the list of medical disorders.
Right.
So, like, 3 years prior to Logan's Run being made, people were still considering queerness to mean that you were, like, you had a mental illness. Yeah. And then 30 years later, we have the island where there's a scene... where, you know, there's a whole joke, like, a weirdly extended joke that they drag out for a stupid amount of time, about Lincoln cornering Steve Buscemi in the bathroom while he still has his pants down, and a guy walks in and overhears them and is like, oh, they're gay. And it's like, I mean, it could have been worse. He could have, like, had the guy beat them up for being gay. But, like, just the fact that it's just a butt of a joke. Like, the only inclusion of anything related to queerness in the movie is to be like, isn't it funny if someone thinks you're gay?
Yeah, it's a Michael Bay movie. I don't know how more... I'm not defending him. I'm just admitting that that's a Michael Bay thing.
I don't...
Yeah, I don't agree with it either. Him.
Yeah. But also, I just think it's stupid. I think, like, why would... What's the point? Especially if you're supposed to be setting... I mean, I was going to say, if it's setting this in the future, but it's the distant future of the year 2019.
Yeah.
Which is only 14 years after when this was made.
Apparently, and it was also 5 years ago.
I know it's 5 years ago.
With our maglevs, goddammit.
What I'm saying is
and
that
my clothes.
Blade Runner also happened in 2019, and, like, you know, that was somewhat of a distant future at that point. It's like, I think, so apparently they had originally, like, planned for it to be like 1,000 years in the future or something, and then budget cuts, they kept bringing it back in time until it ended up being like almost modern.
So stupid. It's like a couple of years from now.
So this is where they just have like weird prototype cars and, you know, like the Minority Report cars in there.
Yeah, the Wasp jet bike thing's cool. I don't know how they'd physically fly, because, like, they don't have wings, so without wings you don't have a lot of lift. And they don't look large enough to be able to propel themselves off the ground and also forward. But even large enough having multiple engines. They're all using, like, guns with just stuff on them to make them look futuristic, but I guess other than the alien guns is pretty much what Elysium and also District 9 did, so it's all pretty similar. You're right there.
Yeah,
you look like you just exploded inside your own head.
No, I just yawned opening my mouth.
You yawned with your mouth shut.
Yep, this is almost the same thing. I think exploding inside your own head.
Yeah. I don't know, do you want to go to, I don't know, like, how long, I don't know, you just asked me a bunch of questions and we didn't go anywhere.
What do you want to compare about them?
Yeah, no, the thing is that I feel, other than the statement that Logan makes, which is directly like, yeah, but now I'm going to die, so it's more important.
That's so funny to me.
Other than that, because it is
that
very
is the
much...
the funniest bit of writing.
It does remind me a little bit of...
I think I took down the quote exactly. It was like... Oh, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one.
All right. When you're ready.
It's different now because it's me.
Yeah. in Star Wars, A New Hope...
Yeah. Which came out after this.
Yeah. And you remember who consoles who after their desert hobo gets killed. Forgetting, because of poor writing, that Princess Leia's entire planet was recently just blown up. Possibly with her alive family on it.
Yep.
Because it's like you get the prequels and the TV show where it's like got her dad... her adopted dad running around.
Yeah.
But it's like the future where, like, people live for ages. So, I'm assuming, and because of the weird prequel timeline now, it's not actually that long after, like, they were possibly 40, and she's, like, 20.
Yeah, she's 18, I think.
It's been 17 years or whatever, so they're alive. Her parents are alive when Alderaan is blown up. And then it's like, no, my desert hobo friend. Oh, don't worry, I'll console you because
Here's the other thing, is that Luke just met Obi-Wan Kenobi, whereas Leia already knew him.
Yeah.
Like, even in the context of only A New Hope.
Yeah.
Like, if without any other Star Wars extended universe existing, no TV series, no other movies, she's the one who sends the message being like, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. You know, she's the one who is, like, sending a message to him, so she knows who Obi-Wan Kenobi is. She knows him.
Yeah.
And then Luke has just met this guy, didn't even know his name before, and then he's like, no, the desert hobo.
Yeah.
And she's like, you mean my old friend, Obi-Wan Kenobi, who I've known since childhood?
And my entire planet. Yeah, it is very much like that. It was, the island, no, Logan's Run is a far more progressive... in regards to consent, free love, basically just to, like, a better... But here's the one downside to it. What colour of skin are all the characters in Logan's Run?
They only saved white people.
Yeah, they only saved white people from the apocalypse. There is not a single person of color in that entire movie. So progressive in one in certain areas, fascistly xenophobic and possibly eugenicsy in others.
I feel like to some extent the island is a little bit racist though as well, because they have like two main black characters, one of which dies very early on.
Yeah, who's clearly like the best football player of like America.
Yeah. So you just have like super strong, you know,
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, super strong Michael Clark Duncan, being like dragged on the floor crying like a baby.
Yeah.
And then cut open and killed. And then the other guy is firstly a bad guy, but then it like his whole arc is that, I mean, I know I appreciate like it's a decent arc, but like if you take it and go like this is your like one black character who lives to the end of this movie, and his whole arc ranges on the fact that he was branded as like a slave and his and they also have brands.
Yeah.
That's his whole personality is I will change my whole life because I saw someone had a brand and I had a brand.
It's also the fact that he's been paid and then goes and helps them. So the job's done. Like he's finished. Like his check is at the like in the mailbox.
Yeah.
And then he's all like, I'm gonna go help these people now.
Yeah.
It is a bit what, yeah.
But it's literally like the only reason his mind changes is that he sees the brand on her wrist.
Yeah.
And you see it like in that moment, and then he has that, you know, that conversation with John Bean where he's like, oh, you get to play God. And then he tells him that like, and he shows him the brand on his hand.
Yeah.
And tells him about his family and blah, blah, blah. But like, can a person not have compassion without, like,
he is a mercenary who clearly has like the assets of a small fucking country at his disposal.
Yeah,
the fact that they have jet bikes, the fact that they just have
like armored vehicles,
bags with just like different authoritarian like nameplates on them.
Yeah, so they can be police, they can be
SWAT, CIA, FBI. SWAT. Yeah, just at a moment's notice to just be able to change everybody's vests. To be able to track people through, like, radio frequency. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, yeah. There's a lot. I don't know how, like, because it's never, like, told how much he actually charged him. Could have been, like, $2.5 million. Like,
I think it's more than that. Yeah. I think it's way more than that. Because the clients pay $5 million for the insurance thing.
Yeah.
So, it's that worth, like, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's not to mention the fact that when he finds out that, like, all the, like, generations are learning memories from their, like, is it, like, genetic memories, like, xenomorphs? I don't know.
I think it's things like, because you see it with Lincoln, that, like, it's very much a kind of a muscle memory.
Yeah.
Or it starts as, like, a muscle memory because his guy is a designer who draws and he can also draw the same thing that he had drawn.
Yeah.
So it's coming from that, like, idea of muscle memory and, you know, the kind of things that you still remember even if you have amnesia, you know? Or you had severe trauma, you know, head trauma or mental trauma or anything.
Like, the fact that he can... You still
remember your kind of muscle memory.
He can drive a car
and
fly a jet bike.
But he doesn't know what a red light is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a muscle memory thing, and
which
then
is
that's
why
obviously
what's his face
filling in gaps.
Michael Clark Duncan's able to like shoulder barge a dude through safety glass.
Exactly. He's a good football player. Exactly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And that's how Scarlett Johansson knows how to kiss.
No, she doesn't know. She watched a video of herself, which was an actual ad that ScarJo was in that wasn't filmed for the thing.
Yeah.
She watched an ad that her sponsor was in. And watched them kissing and was like, oh, I'm going to try that.
Yeah. And then Ewan McGregor's all like, I like the thing you do with your tongue. Do more of that.
Creep.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there are some issues with these movies. But, you know, that's science fiction in general, honestly. It's never really been made or aimed at women or people of colour.
What are you talking about?
Well, it was like, What do you mean? What am I talking about?
You're talking about plenty of sci-fi that women have been enjoying sci-fi since women invented sci-fi.
I know.
Sorry, let me rewind.
Yeah, I know.
Mary Shelley invented science fiction.
I know.
So don't feel like sci-fi has never been aimed at women. What nonsense did you just spout out of your mouth? Women invented science fiction.
I know. What I'm saying is the I'll rephrase what I said. The popcorn sci-fi is not aimed at women.
Popcorn sci-fi.
Yeah, as in big budget, explosions, Transformer, Michael Bay. The whole Michael Bay
what
genre.
What about The Fifth Element?
That's made by a Frenchman.
Yeah, it was made by a Frenchman. I didn't say it wasn't made by a Frenchman.
I don't know. What point are you trying to make?
Are you saying that movie isn't appealing to women and people of color?
No. Not saying that.
When there's some very strong female characters in that, and also Ruby Rod.
Yeah. Wasn't it Prince that they originally wanted for that?
That would make sense. I didn't know that, but that would make so much sense. Yeah, that feels like a Prince character.
To reiterate, the Transformers in Transformers... the ones that aren't, like, white characters are incredibly racist. But you know about the weird...
Like, there's white and non-white Transformers?
What? Allegories for them.
I don't know anything about Transformers. That's okay. A weird statement to have made.
They're, like, two jive... I think it's two. It might be three. There's two jive-talking Transformers...
Jive-talking Transformers.
Yeah, and Michael Bay got a lot of shit for it.
Right.
And I think the only Transformer that would be, like, Jazz, I think, is the one that's killed by Megatron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Michael Bay makes racist, borderline sexist movies.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Michael Bay is racist and sexist.
Yeah.
And gross.
Yeah.
Why do we keep watching his movies for this podcast?
Because they have very similar plots to other movies.
That's true. He does keep ripping off other movies. That's the caveat here, is that Michael Bay does continuously rip off other movies.
Yeah.
You see, the other movie that it apparently ripped off is called The Clonus Horror.
Was it The Island or Logan's
Run? The Island.
Okay.
So literally they were sued by the producers of The Clonus Horror and they settled... for an indiscriminate amount out of court, so we don't know how much money they paid over. It was an NDA.
Is it a movie or a book, did you say?
A movie, I believe.
Okay.
You want me to find the plot of The Clonus Horror?
Yeah.
Yeah,
find the synopsis.
Is it just like a blurb?
Like a blurb, and we'll see how close it is.
Okay. And then, rather than going to watch it. So the short blurb on IMDb just says, in a seemingly perfect society, one member discovers the truth about the outside world as well as their ultimate purpose. I think the fact that it's called The Clonus Horror is probably a hint.
Yeah.
I'll see if there's a longer... Okay, there's a longer one here. It says, a young man escapes from a government-run project called Clonus, only to find out that Jeff Knight, a presidential candidate, is conspiring to keep Clonus a secret. Top government officials are aware of it and support the super secret project because they are cloning themselves so they can live longer and better lives at the expense of their slave-like clone counterparts. Ethical and moral values are explored as the escapee, known as Richard, returns to Clonus only to find his girlfriend lobotomized for government security purposes.
Yeah, that's pretty similar.
1979.
Yeah.
So this came out just after Logan's Run.
Here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
In Us? Why were there duplicates of people?
What? Sorry. Oh, right. you spoiled Us for people, I think, right now, which is the movie that...
Oh, I said spoilers.
Oh my god, I'm trying to remember. You said spoilers, you didn't say spoilers for what? Spoilers for Us, the movie, the horror movie Us.
Yeah.
So please skip the next couple of minutes if you haven't seen Us, because I know we haven't put that on the thing. My memory of it is that there was like a secret government project where they made duplicates of everyone, and then it started to go awry, so they abandoned it, but then they just left them living down there. But it's never, I don't think, it's never really explained how they are linked to the person above, and, you know, why they just go around doing exactly what they do. And
yeah, because it's like quantum mechanics of the whole, like, spin up, spin down thing.
What?
That's how quantum mechanics works. Okay. Quantum entanglement. Do you want to get into some trivia?
We've already kind of covered most of it, actually, to be honest.
Okay.
One thing that we didn't mention is that the opening landscapes in the island, where they're like, you know, it opens panning over those landscapes?
Yeah.
New Zealand.
I was going to say, the opening landscapes in Logan's Run are all miniatures and they look awesome.
They were reused for something else as well, but I've forgotten what. But they did, yeah, the Logan's Run miniatures got reused. But yeah, the landscapes in the opening of the island is just New Zealand. And then when they have the bits on the boat, it's in Italy.
Of course.
They love boats in Italy.
And Latin.
They do like Latin in Italy. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Very true.
And pizza and spaghetti.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
So there's no trivia for anything else?
Not that we haven't already spoken about.
Alrighty. Yeah.
We kind of already went to do it, pretty much.
I enjoyed the Q&A session. That was
interesting. Yeah, that was fun.
There was a different, you struggling to come up with
new format. I did try to think about
that
what
I couldn't just answer with lasers.
We did kind of just make up that on the spot. That wasn't like a rehearsed format, so I didn't have like pre-written questions. Fun to do though.
Well, next time we have a movie that you've seen multiple times that I've never seen, I'm going to be asking you questions in the same format.
Nice.
All right.
You can find us on our website. I was going to say Twitter and Instagram, because it's been so long since I've said it that we don't use Twitter anymore. You can find us. You can still find us on Instagram and Facebook at @ItTakesTwo_pod. We are on our website, ittakes2.co.nz, which also has links to us in many other places, including YouTube and Discord. And our Discord link is also in the show notes. If you want to have a chat with us, Discord is a good place to do it. We've got many channels that you can use. There's an episode discussions channel, which is probably the most commonly used, but there's also memes and whatever else.
Standard Discord-related Discordery. Discord.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this episode, which was 83? 82?
82.
82. Yeah. One ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.